No.
Sounds good. Hi, everybody. How is everybody doing today? I see that there is a ton of people in the room. I love this. I love that all you guys are here to participate, to learn. I would love to know, where are you guys coming in from? Let me know. And yeah, do you guys know where the chat box is? Just put it in right here in the chat box. Where are you guys coming from? Because remember, sitting behind your screen is one thing, but being part of the action is a whole other thing. We have, well, David is from Louis, Kentucky. I know that. Frank is from Florida. Then we have a lot of numbers. We have somebody from Pittsburgh. Why don't you guys put in your name as well? For some reason, there's a lot of numbers. Florida, Illinois, from India. So whoever you are from India, what time is it in India right now? Is it 9 hours ahead? Togo. Where is Togo? Or is that your name? Eric from Beard, Illinois. Very cool. And somebody's from New Jersey. Michael from Pittsburgh. And more people from Florida. Lovely. So we have mainly people from the States and then somebody from India. Oh, it's only 3.5 hours. Oh, that's funny. I don't know your name from India, but I'm in Barcelona. It's 5 p.m. for me, but you are 3.5 hours ahead of me. Isn't that interesting? I always find those half time zone things really peculiar, right? I remember when I was in Mexico traveling a little while ago, and we were in one town and literally, no joke, 20 minutes away, we drove to another town and it was a 30-minute time difference. It was so peculiar. Yeah, so we have here Jerry from Maine. Oh, and there's somebody from Mexico. I can't remember where it was. I think it was near Puerto Vallarta, that town, that really weird 30-minute thing. It was so funny. Oh, Togo is in West Africa. Very interesting. Thank you. Oh, Barbados. Cool. Look at this. San Antonio. John is from San Antonio, Texas. Well, I'm super, super happy to have you guys here. And how is your summer going? I mean, it's just a scorcher in Barcelona. We literally just moved to Barcelona a few months ago and everybody's like, you know, July, August, you want to be nowhere near Barcelona. And every other day while we're here, you know, from February and through May, it's just perfect. We're like, no, we can't possibly get that hot. And then literally one day you're walking in June and the next day it becomes a scorcher and it has yet to to get any better. So it's been an adventure. Yeah, this is definitely becoming a city of air conditioning. All right. Well, today, let's get in. I am Marina, the Trader Chick. And today what I want to talk about is I want to talk about futures, right? And the E-minis, and specifically about scalping, because I think a lot of people overlook scalping. And I personally have found that scalping is probably the least stressful way, and especially with the E-mini futures, which is the one that I love the most. Anyways, that is what just happened there. That's what I would like to talk to you guys about today. And pretty much, it's not only about the E-minis. What I want to talk about is overall understanding how the market works so that you could apply any method. That you could apply what we are learning today to any instrument precisely, right? But obviously, because I personally am a futures, I tend to trade more futures than other stuff. I'm going to be talking about that as well. So this is me. I am Marina, the Trader Chick. And like I said before, I have a confession to make. I am a scalper. So if you guys don't know what scalping is, I'm just going to give it to you really quickly, pretty easy to understand. Basically, it is going for really short, small targets really quickly, right? Like some of my trades last between 30 seconds, 3 minutes. Honestly, if I'm in the 5 minute zone, I already start to get stressed and I personally don't like it. But because of that, I have a very precise strategy and I'm able to do it really, really fast and it's fun. But don't get the misconception because you're doing it quickly that it's going to be a lot of trade setups. On the contrary, the most successful scalpers maybe only take 2 to 3 trades per day, because when you are scalping, you also can load up a lot more. So if you don't understand what that means by loading up, so for instance, in futures, we don't trade with so much as with points, as in money, right? Like for instance, whenever you say in stocks, it's usually about the amount the stock is worth. In futures, it's the point itself is worth, it depends on the instrument, but for instance, for the E-minis, the point is $50. So I'm not going to talk about that. What I mean loading up is with contracts, right? So for instance, if I want to buy Apple, right, I could buy, let's say, 100 positions, right? So you don't really use the term loading up in for equities as you do for futures, but it's really the exact same concept. So instead of buying 100 shares, I would maybe go in with 100 contracts, meaning that I am loading up on my contracts, right? So even though my trade only lasts, you know, between 30 seconds to 3 minutes at most, I can load up with a higher amount of contracts and it can come up with a much higher obvious profit because of that, right? So the interesting thing about how I personally stumbled upon scalping, I didn't even know such a thing existed. Whenever I heard scalping, you know, I used to think about like the Indians doing that horrific, you know, battle thing. So I was like, I could never understand what that means until I finally figured it out, right? How did I find out? How did I even stumble upon scalping? So I had been struggling. I mean, I struggled for almost 2 years nonstop. I was just doing really poorly because I was with all these different mentors and these different schools and academies and everybody, you know, the thing is on paper to put really huge targets looks really romantic, right? Oh yeah, I went for this huge ass target. But people don't tell you when you sit to wait for that big target, especially when you are day trading, it is super stressful. There is so much emotion and doubt and all this chaos going on. And also when you're going in for a bigger target, you're usually going for it with a bigger risk, right? So it's just all over, all together stressful. And I just kept on losing. It was just horrible. And to the point that I actually quit, I walked away because I just kept on losing so much money, but I couldn't stay away. And I came back and I decided to completely just go with a bare naked charts, look at my charts and focus on what the market was telling me versus what I had to do or that somebody in the chat room was telling me to go and hit some crazy target. So what I started to do is I started to recognize that following the strategy that I developed, if I was going for a smaller target, I was hearing the target bell go off. You know, let me get this straight to you guys. Trading, it's yes, there is the money thing, but it's nothing to do with money. And any person you're going to meet who's actually successful in this will tell you the same thing. It has nothing to do with the money. It is all about strategy and trusting your strategy and then hearing that bell go off. I call it the confidence bell because every time I was hitting a small target, my confidence level was growing and growing and growing, meaning that I was emotionally confident to go in with a bigger load as well. So one thing I started to recognize is when I started to go for the smaller targets was, first of all, I was hitting those targets really fast. So I didn't have even a chance to really struggle and suffer during that wait for that target. Another thing was I was hitting those targets really fast and that cha-ching kind of a thing was giving me that extra emotional confidence, that confidence to believe in myself, right? So with that, I mean, I've been doing this now for 11 years. So with that, I started to talk about my strategy. I was just, this is in the beginning, the dawn of Facebook groups. I don't know if you guys remember Facebook, you know, there was Facebook profile, Facebook pages, and then Facebook groups were born. So being a trader, it's kind of a lonely thing. So I started to join all these really fun trading groups. Today, the majority, I would say 99% of them are spam, but at one point they were actually legit. And I joined this one particular group and it was called the E-minis Facebook group. It was some man who used to be on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, who had retired and was now just trading the E-minis all to himself. And it was him and a few of his buddies, I guess. There was only like 20 of us. And it was just me. I was the only woman in there and these men. And they were incredibly friendly. Not only incredibly friendly, they were so supportive. They were like the true people that helped me over all the money that I spent before because they were the real deal. These guys were trading
hundreds of thousands of contracts. And here's the thing, they were all scalpers. So I was telling them what I was doing and they were applauding me because that was their method. And they said to me, they're like, oh, that is the scalping method. And all of them, I mean, and these guys were just killing it. We're talking like hundreds of thousands per day they were easily making, right? And they were all retired, really humble, humble people. And then after, you know, maybe like a month or two, they got bored and stopped with the Facebook group, which was fine because from that little tiny window of time with them is where I learned the most. And that's where I realized that scalping is truly the way the majority of people are making money. So again, everything begins, like the big messages for me and my lessons, I should say, always unfortunately begin with some sort of a loss. It's a terrible thing. Like I mentioned to you guys, I was struggling. And at one point I was losing all the time, but the last time was $4,000 almost in 5 minutes because I was tracing some trade because somebody in some chat room was telling me. Anyways, it was just horrific. And I ended up literally just quitting. But before I quit, I went in two more times. You guys know about those beautiful revenge trades, right? So I ended up revenge trading, losing another $2,000. And then I just walked away. I literally walked away because I had a complete and total breakdown. I remember laying on the ground in my bedroom. That was my office then, with my face to the ground. I was just defeated. And my husband was standing over me and he's looking down at me. He's like, what are you doing? Why are you losing our money? And why are you putting yourself through this? It was terrible. But the thing is with breakdowns, usually there are two things that happen, right? You either quit, you walk away, never trade again in this particular case, or you have a break. So I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen the movie Nacho Libre. If you haven't, I so recommend it. It is such a cute movie. It's a total family movie. But the gist of the story is Nacho, who is this main character, he wants to be a luchador, right? In Mexico, they have lucha libre, which is the equivalent of wrestling, you know, in the U.S. And he desperately wants to be this fighter. And there's this, and he's horrible. He's horrible at it. So there's this one scene that he is standing in church and he's praying and he's saying, Lord, why did you make me have this passion to be this warrior and made me such a lousy warrior? And that's literally how I felt throughout like the beginning of my trading journey. I'm like, you gave me this incredible passion to trade. I mean, I was obsessed. And yet I feel like I did so bad. Constantly. And as with Nacho, he of course ended up winning like the greatest match of all and became the little hero of his little tiny Mexican town. And for me, basically I had a breakthrough and I had a massive, massive turnaround. And that turnaround was I came back to my charts because here's the thing, guys. I used to have three charts, I had three monitors. I had 10 indicators. I was on constant analysis paralysis. I was just going completely bonkers all the time, right? It was just too much. So when I came back, I walked away for about 4 or 5 months. I came back. I literally donated two brand new high definition screens. Well, I gave it to the garbage man, basically. I just put them out. I was that frustrated. And I removed all of my indicators. Because here's the thing about indicators, guys. We all watch all these different gurus and different YouTube channels, podcasts, and all this other stuff going on, right? And everybody's got their indicator. And so what I was doing is I was putting this indicator, that indicator. But the thing is, some of those indicators might work for them, but they won't work for you. For instance, for years, I really, really struggled with Fibonacci, Bollinger, and Kettler bands. Like I was told they're the best ones and, you know, people swore by them and they just never worked for me. And the second I removed them, I had this massive load come off and I was able to then begin the actual work. And that's when I realized that I never actually learned the basics. And because every time I ever questioned, you know, what is a reversal pattern? What's a divergence? Those little basic questions, I was constantly either ignored or treated as if though I was born with that information. And that's when I decided to study the basics for years. I literally went to a bare naked chart and then slowly started to listen to the market until to the point that I realized that it was an actual language. And I began to understand it and I became fluent in the market language. And that's what a lot of people overlook. They overlook the fact that it is a language and they don't know even how to greet it, how to say hello. Look, I speak Spanish fluently, but when I was first learning, you know, I had to learn, hola, mi nombre es Marina, but I would never walk into a room with fully native Spanish speakers who didn't speak a word of English and think that I could participate in a very deep conversation with them, correct? A lot of people know absolutely nothing what the market is telling them and are putting their real money into the market. It's absolutely crazy. So that's what I started to do. I started to read the market, and that's how I became a scalper as well. So scalping, why is this such a great thing? Because again, there is little stress involved, but you do need to understand how to read the market. So before I go into teaching you guys the basic language of the market, which I can guarantee you right now that it will completely up level your trading with just the four basic things that I will be teaching you guys today. But before we do, let's do a quick intro. Why do I give an intro of who I am a lot more in depth than others? Because a lot of times we forget that we bring our whole beings to the charts. It is not at all about the chart. I always say it's like art, right? Trading is like an art form. All artists look at the same canvas equally. It's the same blank canvas. But once they pick up that pencil or that brush, something new comes out, right? Something totally different on every single canvas. And that's because it's the person who is coming to that canvas. And it's the same thing. Who is coming to the chart? You need to understand who you are. You are a whole being. So I am Marina, the trader chick. I am an expat living in Barcelona. I've actually been an expat for over 20 years. We lived in Central America, first Costa Rica, and then Guatemala for over 20 years. And we literally just moved here several months ago to Spain, Barcelona. Without a doubt, one of the best decisions that we have done ever. So amazing here. Absolutely love it here. Before I was a day trader, I was a fitness instructor and a travel writer. Why do I say that? Because anybody can become a day trader. You do not need to have math. You do not need to have economics as your background. You can become a day trader regardless of where you are coming from. And that's the beauty of it. I'm also trilingual. Why do I tell you guys that I'm trilingual? Because I think the fact that I learned a new language in my later years, I was able to recognize that the market speaks its own language as well. So I originally was born in the Soviet Union. So Russian is my mother tongue, but I moved to the United States. We were refugees to the US when I was really young. So instead of actually learning English, I was young enough that I just continued learning a language, and I went from Russian to English without actually learning. That's why it's so easy for kids to learn multiple languages, right? They don't realize that they're actually learning a new language versus that they're just continuing to learn languages, that they're just continuing to learn how to talk. And so for that, I wasn't able to really know the difference, but I learned Spanish in my later years. I was in my mid-20s when I learned Spanish, and it's a whole process, right? Whoever is sitting here who's either bilingual, trilingual, or is in the process of learning a new language, you know that there's a process, right? You have to commit. You have to be disciplined. You have to practice. There's all these things. And that's something that when I came back after quitting, I recognized that the market is also a language. And because I never learned the language, I was never actually able to work with the market versus me trying to manipulate it or beat it. None of those things that ever work, right? And that's the beauty of understanding. Also, the coolest thing about day trading, guys, is that we could do it anywhere. That is the coolest thing. I lived in Guatemala for 14 years, and I was constantly asked by people, oh, but how's the internet there? Isn't it terrible? I was in New York and had worse internet than I had in Guatemala. Today, there's no excuse that the internet isn't going to be working. It works everywhere, right? We know that. So before COVID, I used to do a lot of in-person shows. I did a lot of money shows. I did a lot of traders expos. But since then, I now love to be online because I can speak to so many more people this way. And it's just so much better, right? So today, what I want to talk to you guys is the basics, right? Because once you learn how to do the basics, then you can apply it to a really powerful scalping strategy. But before I do, I just want you to know, I know that David is recording this. So the entire presentation, I have it in a worksheet for you so that you can go back to the recording and go with the presentation and the worksheet on your own time. It's completely free. So go here right now, makingofadaytrader.com. makingofadaytrader.com. So go there to get this presentation. All right. So you guys are ready to join and see how this is going to work and how you could apply to all of this to yourself. Okay, guys, let's begin. First and foremost, you cannot be a Formula One driver in a minivan, right? Why does this have anything to do with trading? You cannot be a day trader messing around on some rinky-dink app or not having a really good, strong platform. So if you're going to pretend that you don't need it, you're never going to succeed. You need a good, strong charting platform. When I began 11 years ago, there was only maybe a handful. Today, there are so many. So if you guys have issues, you want to know which one works best for you, I am happy to help. I have seen them all. I have seen the birth of all of them. They all pretty much work very similar. Some are better than others. The main difference is the instruments you are going to be working with, right? Thinkorswim, mainly equities. NinjaTrader, mainly futures. Kraken, mainly crypto. So you have to understand what works best for you. Again, I'm happy to help you guys understand, but you do need a good, strong charting platform. And like I mentioned before, I had 10 indicators. Today, I am down to two. I use two indicators. I use the EMA lines and the MACDs, and I have one chart. That's all I need. I could take it anywhere in the world with me. I don't have to concern myself with thousands of monitors. One chart. All right, guys, let's get to the basics. First and foremost, let's talk about the movements and the trends, right? We all know that there are three very specific trends when you are trading, right? And just in the markets in general, three trends. You have the upward trend, you have the downward trend, and logistically, we understand that there is a sideways trend. The thing is with the sideways trend, it is the most important trend. Why is it the most important trend? This is where the majority of your money gets lost. I can guarantee that this is the majority of the profits that get lost. And usually you're going to be dipping into your account. Why? Because this is the indecision zone, the exhaustion pattern, the chop, the channel. I don't care what you want to call it. This is a place where there is no movement. And yet we want to constantly be in it thinking that we could outsmart the market in this particular trend. So I'm going to teach you guys, first of all, how to spot it, how to stay away from it, and also understand when it breaks out or continues moving to the other direction, because that's where the money is made. Okay. So it's really important to understand trending markets. We've got the downward trend, upward trend, and the sideways trend. So let's just break this down really quickly. What is the upwards trend? I mean, it's obvious. Each pivot is moving on higher and higher, correct? We call it the bull market, the market trending up, market going up. I don't care what you want to call it. It's the market going long. This is where you are going to be entering to buy or to go long. What does that mean? This is where you're entering at a lower price point, exiting at a higher price point, and you're taking that money in between. That's it. Don't overthink it. There's nothing more to it. You're buying low, exiting high. Boom. That's it. What's a downward trend? It's literally the opposite. Now, if you're going to be sitting here and thinking, well, I'll never trade downward trends. Well, the majority of the traders probably make more money on the downward versus going up, just so you know. So don't cut this one out, right? Again, downward trend. Each pivot is lower than the other. This is where you are shorting the market. What does that mean when you're shorting the market? It's pretty basic, guys. This is where you're entering high, you are selling high, and you are buying low. And what you're doing is you're entering at a higher price point, exiting at a lower price point, and you're taking the money in between. Okay, if you're going to sit here and be like, oh, well, somebody is losing because I'm entering. Who's that somebody? Who cares? The thing is, we tend to put emotional baggage to a lot of our decisions in trading, and that's when it gets destroyed. This is an emotional art, I guess you could call it. But when you start to look at validity and logistically, It doesn't matter about the emotion. It's about what are the technical analysis telling you to do. And that's the most important thing of all. All right. Let us understand how to spot consolidation areas, those transitional areas, those sideways markets. Why? Because this is the trader's worst enemy. And if you guys don't know how to avoid and spot them, you're going to keep on losing money. So this is something that is really, really important to understand, okay, is understanding when to spot these movements. This is a consolidation market. Look at this market. It is just bouncing back and forth. There is no understanding where it's really going because the market is telling you loud and clear, I am flat. I'm flatlining right now. It's indecision. Stay out. So let me explain this to you a little bit more for you to understand why we tend to go into these areas and why we tend to lose the majority of our money in these areas. Like I said before, trading is an emotional work, right? So what happens is we tell ourselves stories. So if you guys don't understand what stories are, let me explain it to you in layman's. For instance, right now, I just moved to Barcelona. And to be honest with you, it's almost like a full-time job right now for me to go and meet new people so that I could find my people, my new friends, my new tribe of people, right? Because we need that. So I'm meeting all of these people and some people I really click with and I really like. And then, the next thing is we exchange numbers and, and then like the story, like, and one person will tell me, oh, I'm going to call you tomorrow to do something. And then, you sit around and they don't call. So what happens in our heads? We start to tell ourselves stories, right? Oh, I wonder why they didn't call. Maybe they didn't really like me. Maybe somebody else told them about me. Maybe they don't really like it. It's interesting how our stories always seem to go into a negative thinking, right? But then she calls me in 2 days and says, I'm so sorry. I wanted to call you, but my phone fell into the toilet. I lost all the phone numbers. It took me this long to get the number. So basically, there was no real story on my end because everything I was thinking was totally negative. None of it was true. And it was a positive thing, right? She accidentally did it. So the point of this is that we tell ourselves stories. The same thing happens when we are looking at this market. What is the story we're telling ourselves here? Well, there's two types of traders, and there's only two types of traders out there in the millions upon millions of traders. We have the contrarian trader that when they see this, they're going to tell themselves, you know what? The market's been going up all day. I'm shorting it because it's got to correct. It's not going to go up anymore. Then you have the trend is your friend kind of a trader, right? And they're looking at this market and they're like, you know what? The market's been going long all day. I'm going to continue. I'm putting in for a long, right? Those are stories. None of it is true. What the market is specifically screaming at you, I am flatlining. I don't know what I'm going to do. This is when you have to be a pro and stay out of the market entirely. Because taking all stories away, what are we doing now? We're stripping the emotion and looking at what's in front of us. And what is in front of us? A flat market, a market that has no actual direction. Okay, these happen all the time because you really don't know what the market is going to do. It could change direction, completely stop you out either way. So what we need to do as professional traders, we need to look for the confirmation when it breaks through or continues on or transitions. Okay, now the hardest thing of all is not only to spot it, but to identify those areas and to respect them. What are those areas? The support and resistance areas. Look, the market respects areas, right? It respects areas. And we, as the individual retail trader, need to respect those areas as well. And that goes with understanding where the support and the resistance areas are, right? Because they are the areas that are going to mark off those channels, those consolidating areas. They're going to be the ones that are going to be telling us this is where you need to stay out. So here's another example with a Formula One understanding. Formula One, during racing season, it is a known fact that 25% of the drivers will either have a massive accident or even worse, have a fatality. They all know this, right? That means 75% will do well. But what do? Do you think they just hop into their car and just go? Absolutely not. They have their safety gear. They have their helmet. They have their fireproof uniform. They get in and they have multiple seatbelts. They secure themselves. 96% of traders, quote unquote, wannabe traders, fail, lose money. Why? Because none of them put any safety measures on. Support and resistance areas are your safety seatbelts. You need to have them on. And you cannot have mental seatbelts, right? You cannot get into a car, put your baby in there, and say you're going to have a mental seatbelt to save it when you crash. You need to have them there. How do we have them for real? We draw in these areas. So what is a resistance area? What is a resistance area? It is the ceiling of the market. It is where the market has been going up and now is hit it three or four or more times. You need to draw this in. With a charting software, regardless which one you use, they all have drawing tools, even if it's as basic as a line. You need to have that drawn in, because when you're in that live market and the market is going crazy and you have your money in the live market, your adrenaline is pumping as fast as the Formula One drivers. You're not going to be able to remember what's going on. But when you have it drawn in, you are prepared. You know what is happening right there. Resistance areas are the ceiling, and they can be revisited. So make sure you have them drawn in, because the market will revisit areas. It respects areas, and you need to know when that is being respected. Okay, what is a support area? It is when the market is going down, and it is the floor of the market. It is the floor of the market. It is where the market is hitting over and over and over again, and it could be strong enough to completely stop a very strong downward trend. You need to know that. You need to understand it. You need to identify it. You need to draw it in, because if you don't, again, in that live market with your live money, your adrenaline is going out of control. You're not going to know why you entered there in the first place. But when you have things drawn out, you do know. Now, you could draw out the channel using resistance support. Now, when you look at this channel, does it look good to you? No, it looks so choppy and grindy and so confusing. Would I ever put my money on any of it there? Absolutely not. I want to see massive confirmation. And that is through breakthroughs, breakouts, I mean, or transition trades. Now, the big question I get asked is, okay, so we can spot the whole area afterwards, but how do we spot that area when we first begin? And that is through reversal areas combined with divergence. This to me is the holy grail of trading. I call it the trader's map of shift in direction. And what are reversal patterns? They're double tops, triple tops, double bottoms, triple bottoms, head and shoulders. These are all right there in front of you. Look, guys, everything I'm teaching you, you do not need to buy indicators or softwares or anything else, because it's right there for you, right? It speaks to you. This is literally the words of the market. It calls to you. This is what a reversal pattern looks like. Now, what is a divergence? Because divergence to me are my absolute favorites. Divergence is, look here. As you can see, the price action is going in one direction, but my MACDs, that's the ones I use, they are going in the opposite direction. Does it mean that the market is about to reverse? Absolutely not. But what it is telling me is that the market is slowing down. It is losing its strength. It is losing that power and is becoming weak. Do I want to be putting my money in where the market is becoming weaker? Absolutely not. Okay. Now, when I combine a reversal pattern with divergence, that to me is just golden shout out. Stay out entirely. And it is a very high probability that it will reverse. But I do not go into a reversal trade until I have massive. Okay, as you can see here, I have a perfect double bottom with that divergence. Now, let's put it all together. And like I said earlier, I have the entire presentation for you here, making of a day trader.com. Go there right now, making of a day trader.com. And that you could go right there. All right. So let me see here. Questions. What are the band lines? So they are EMA lines. It's the 20, 52, and 135. Those are my three EMA lines. They are the exponential moving averages. I personally use tick charts. So it's really important. Whoever is asking me here about the time frame, you cannot be a day trader and have a 15-minute, 4-hour, and a day chart. You will not be doing well. A day chart will not help you if you are scalping a 1-minute trade, right? You need to be in the time frame that you want to do it. A day chart might be good for swing trading. 4-hour trade might be in if you're for a much longer trade, but I personally don't. I work with tick charts, which is a 6-10 tick chart. And that is in comparison to maybe a 3-5 minute chart in total. Okay, you cannot use a weekly chart if you're a day trader, guys. That is literally asking to lose, right? You cannot have enough gas to go from here to, you know, 10 miles when, you know, if you have like a quarter of a tank, you cannot have a quarter of a tank when you want to go 300 miles. You have to know that difference, okay? Super, super important. Okay, so let's now talk about, let's put it all together and breaking out of these areas. What is the breakout? Again, we all know the breakout is probably one of the best trades out there, correct? But if you don't have it marked off, how are you going to know when there's a breakout, right? So what is a breakout? It is literally when the market is moving in one direction. You then have your area drawn in, and this could be vice versa for support, resistance, regardless. And then you're in this like indecision zone. Oh my goodness, where am I going? What am I doing? And then, boom, it breaks out in the same direction. That is a breakout, okay? If it goes up, we have this consolidation area, and then it starts to go down, that's not a breakout. That is now a transition, okay? So breakout trades are so powerful. And the way I spot them is, you see here, I have this massive resistance area. I have this massive spacing right here with my MACDs. Boom. I use my EMA lines for the entry. Okay, that's all I use them for. I use my MACDs and my price action for everything else. That is the gold for me. Now, I want to talk about that bonus trade setup, and that is that transition trade, right? The initial reaction trade setup. That's what I call it. Why? Again, you need to have your areas outlined, drawn to understand. And then look at this massive movement to the other direction. It was going up. And now, boom, it changed direction. That is the transition. Now, when you have a new trend, you want to get in as early as possible. So think of a new trend like this, right? Imagine you want to go running. You get your running clothes on, you get your sneakers on, you're out the door. So if I was to, you know, put money on how much you could go, I'd probably do it in the beginning, right? Because I know that you probably hit the 1 or 2 mile mark without any issues. But then later on, you probably might get tired. You might, you know, change your mind, whatever will happen. So there's less of that chance. So I want to put in that money as soon as possible into you. It's the same thing with a new trend. You want to get in as quick as, okay? So let's just do a really quick live analysis. I'm not sure if you guys can know here. So here is my chart, right? So this is what I use. Like I mentioned before, I use the tick chart. You can see right here, I use a 6-10 tick chart. Right? And you can see here, look, massive, massive channel, right? This is just ugly. There's nothing going on. But then boom, it broke out. And like I mentioned earlier, I go for small targets. So right here, I would be winning nonstop. Look at this movement with my MACDs, way below the zero line, total breakout. And then it goes back in. But at that point, I don't care. I've already gotten my win right here. Now, like I said earlier, the market revisits areas, and I can guarantee you that this is going to be hit right here when it goes to this direction, and it's probably going to be bouncing around there for quite some time until it decides if it wants to break through, if it wants to break through, or if it wants to go back into the channel and continue bouncing in there. But I have it marked off, so I am very, very aware of what is happening in front of me right there, okay? Does that make sense? Let me go back to, okay. So here's the thing, guys. We have absolutely everything we need to take action. We have these amazing summits. We have YouTubers, podcasters, books. We have, I mean, anything you could possibly imagine, right? But then at the end of the day, how do you know that you are doing it right? How do you know that you're doing it right? With all these different ideas and all this stuff going on, how do you know? Because all of this is great, But the real question you probably always ask yourself is, how do I really, really, really get started? Like, how do I get started? And this isn't from beginners only. I get this from seasoned traders as well, who have been trading for years and are still really, you know, having problems keeping, being consistent and profitable and even losing money, right? So they ask me, what can I do to turn this around so I am more consistent? And I honestly have found pretty much across the board that a lot of times is that they're just literally lacking understanding of the basics, right? It's just understanding some of the basics. Here's the thing. My oldest son just started to learn how to drive a car. And when we first started to teach him in the car, right, we hopped into the car. Me and my husband have been driving now for over 30 years. We hopped in the car and we're like, okay, buckle up, put your foot on the clutch and the brake, put your gear into first, release the clutch. He's like, wait, clutch, gear, what are you talking about? I don't understand any of this. Because we forget that we learned those basics, and those basics have become the pillar, the foundation of our driving, right? Because today, when you hop in the car, you don't even think about those. But at one point, those basics, without them, you would never have moved your car forward. Now, imagine, just imagine. And I think to this day, there are some people who have never been in a car, have never seen a car. But imagine that person gets in the car with you and you're like, okay, buckle up. Your seatbelt is going to save your life. And they've never been in this car. They don't know what a seatbelt is. And they're just like, oh my goodness, what is this? What do I have to put on? Because it's going to save my life, right? Because if you're never taught something that basic that could literally save your life, you're going to end up losing, right? And you can literally die because you did not know that basic thing. And that, like I told you before, was my own sad truth, right? I literally spent over $20,000 on all of my different academies, mentors, I mean, all these things, conferences, and I just kept on losing and struggling until I literally lost almost $4,000 in 5 minutes. And that's when I quit. I quit because after that, it was just too much struggle. But like I mentioned before, everyone in this room, I can guarantee you, has been bit by the trading bug, and it never stops itching. And do you guys know why that's the case? And it certainly was the case for me, is because deep down inside, we know that we can do this. We know, we see other people doing it. That means it is a possibility that we know that we could do it. Like, what is that little step between us and them? And that's why I decided to get back to the basics. And that's literally what has completely revolutionized my whole trading. And it's funny because a couple of years ago, a student of mine said to me, he's like, you know, your system, your way of teaching is very much similar to Coach John Wooden. I'm like, who's Coach John Wooden? I've never heard of the guy before, right? Obviously, if any of you have ever heard of him, this is a legendary man. He was a legendary basketball player and a basketball coach, legendary. To this day, I don't think that anybody has come even close to what he accomplished. And his entire philosophy was, when in doubt, get back to the basics. I mean, this guy has had accolades, 88 national championships, 10 NCAAs. He trained superstars, right? Absolute superstars. However, every time they started a new season, he would start with the basics. How to roll up your sock, how to tie up your shoe, how to dribble the ball. Why? Because ego will always get you. And if you don't go back to the basics, if you don't have them secured, it doesn't matter what a great basketball player you are. But if you forgot to tie your shoe and you're on the court and you trip, you sprain your ankle, guess what? You're sitting out on that sidelines for the rest of that season, regardless of how great of a guy, of a player you could be. Okay. So you got to get to those basics and stick to them. So today I have a very special offer only for you guys, for participants only. This is not an offer I offer anybody else. It is my introductory course, Bootcamp for Day Trading. You could do this on any apparatus, on a laptop, on tablets, on desktop, on phones, anywhere. All of this, all of it, one time fee of $97. Now, I want you guys to go right now into your navigator and put in, or your browser and put in, bootcampfordaytrading.com. Right now, go in bootcampfordaytrading.com so that you can follow along with me, so that you can see exactly what we will be going through here. Now, what can you get for $97 today that is the same return on investment? Do you guys like to play golf? Well, let me tell you, I know that at one point golf maybe was affordable. Today, you can't even go on a court for one person less than $125. I know that for a fact. Do you guys like to go out to eat? You know, when we first moved to Guatemala, we used to go and have really beautiful lunches or dinners. Hey, Marina, my husband with wine. Yes.
That site is not working for me again. Is that?
I think it's with you because it's. Is anybody else having that issue?
No.
So you could go here to the actual. Yeah, to the actual. Yeah, no. It works, David. I think it's
okay
with you.
I don't know why like I keep having that trouble. But all right, sorry.
That's okay. So anyways, guys, what I was saying is for $97 today, you cannot even get a decent lunch, nonetheless, take out your family. So again, go to bootcampfordaytrading.com and let's go through the breakdown. First and foremost, you will get the whole simplified day trading formula, a package, right? And I know that there are so many platforms out there today. I have a tutorial that will help you set up any platform and you can write to me directly so that we can set up any platform. I've pretty much seen them all and they work, okay? Because the goal here is not to be stuck on setting up your platform, but to start trading, right? To really get into that. Then we completely go into the anatomy of the market, dissecting those markets, understanding the trending markets, understanding and really, really using those reversal patterns, those divergences, because they are magical and they are so simple to understand. Okay. Because once you get that, you can easily see and understand what the market is telling you, right? We'll understand and focus on how to see those support and resistance areas, how to spot all of those areas. Using divergences, understanding when there's weakness, and mastering the breakout trade. Okay, we're also going to be talking about the transition trade, that new trend trade, but mastering the breakout is probably going to be the most powerful thing of all. And importantly enough, also avoiding the fake out breakouts, because when you could avoid the fake out breakout, boom, you could save yourself a lot of money. All right, and you'll get access to the curriculum for life. Priceless right there. So all of this is valued at $1,600. All that you'll be getting there, including working with me for the platform setup, understand the dissection, all the areas, the breakout, all of that. And before I go any further, here is what some of my students have said. And I have students from all over the world, because like I said, you can literally trade anywhere in the world. Michelle has said, best money I have ever spent. I just finished this boot camp and it's incredible. You are the only mentor that I know that checks the work. And thank you so much for all that you do. I am enjoying your boot camp and I am learning every day. So let me share something really, really, really important with you guys. Do you remember that main question I asked you? How do you know you are doing it right? How do you know you're doing it right? Who is telling you that you are doing it right? That's one thing that I am offering in this one-time $97 fee, 1 month of mentorship with me, unlimited feedback, mentorship, one-on-one, because working with that mentor could literally be what could take you to that next level. And it is included in that $97, no extra price at all. And I also have the best for last, and I have a live trade chat room where it's me, nobody else but me in this chat room with you. We go over all of the stuff that we're learning. This is separate from the mentorship. We'll be implementing all of the different trades we're learning, working in the live market, working together so that you fully understand everything. All this is valued at $2,600, but your price, $97. Go here right now. Bootcamp for day trading. .com. All right. Here's again what you guys will get. Everything in the course. 30 days one-on-one mentorship. 30 days live chat room. Okay. And here's the reality. All of this is worth less than the price of one trade. We all know that, right? Like the average trade is usually between $400. This is worth than less than one trade. And you will get 10x the return on your investment so that you can go out 100 times to these dinners, go golfing, and do whatever you need. But the thing is here is because of my mentorship, I can only take on 25 people. Okay. I can only help a certain amount of people because I need to give you guys my full attention so that I am fully working with you guys. So again, you could go in right here. Hang on. Let's go in right here. So you can put in bootcamp for day trading. com right here. And this is where you guys will end up. This is the order form right here. You can see one-time payment, $97. I do have a payment plan of two times $59, but even so, you'll immediately get all of everything that is included immediately. So let's go right here, right now, bootcampfordaytrading.com. All right, guys, let me see, there were some questions here. Here, okay. Do you also offer options? I'm not really understanding. Offer options. Options for what? Not understanding. Somebody asked me, how old were you when I learned Spanish and how long did it take you to get fluent? I was 27 when I started to learn Spanish, and probably took me a couple of years to become as fluent as could be. And then obviously now it's been 20 years, so I'm pretty fluent. But yes, that I would be able to completely hold a conversation, probably within a year, actually, I should say. And then obviously just practice, right? Do you also offer AI? I don't know what that means. Options put, no. So what I'm teaching in the bootcamp, you could apply it to any instrument because we are learning how to read the chart. If you don't understand how to read the chart, you will not be able to understand how to do anything. And that goes for options just the same. You still have to read the exact same charts as you do for all instruments. And people simply aren't. Like, for instance, the questions I was asked before, am I looking at a 15-minute, 4-minute, and a day chart? You know, that alone, I can guarantee you will never work, because when you can't look at a day chart when you're trading, you know, for a 3-minute trade, right? So understanding that, and that is exactly what we go over in this. Okay. So again, guys, go right here, bootcampfordaytrading.com. And let me know if there's any other questions. I am really happy to help with any other questions. I'm here to be able to actually just see you guys make it, because it really, it's not as complicated as people want to make it out to be. And it's actually could be really fun. And once you learn how to read what the market is telling you, I can guarantee you it will completely up-level your entire trading game. Okay. The journal is separate because some people don't need it. Some people do. Again, focus on the bootcamp. If you guys really want to learn, this is it. And the fact that we work together one-on-one for $97, honestly, you cannot go wrong. So I'm hoping to see you guys in the class. I know that it's only 25 spaces. There's a lot of people in the room. So I definitely know quite a few people have already bought. I'm already seeing it right here on my phone. I'm looking. So I would get into it right now and see you guys in the class. And thank you so, so much for having me. And thank you for taking this time to be here. Because the fact that you've even taken that time to be here, it's incredible. My 30 days? No, the 30 days of mentorship begins when you tell me. So you can buy the course and you can start the curriculum, but we start the mentorship when you send me and say, okay, I want to begin now. So it could be even 6 months later, because I know a lot of people go on vacation. It's summer. Absolutely not a problem to be able to grab this special. So absolutely. And thank you again. And thanks, everybody. And thank you, David and Anka, for having me. And have a great rest of the day.